This is the Taney County Commission. We have adjourned executive session. We are back live in regular session. We have Rick Finley. The topic is preliminary budget discussions. Two things, Rick, we want to chat about, and primarily is the sewer district budget, how to go about building the sewer district budget for 2012. And number two, any suggested time frame you have for building the overall budget. So if we could get some preliminary thoughts or times or how we want to go about it, what you need from us. I know that at the beginning of the budget process, you have a budget hearing as a budget officer. And at the end of the process, we have a final budget hearing, which we can schedule, obviously, towards the end of the process. How soon are we required to be in the process, and what are your thoughts on that? Let's start there, and then let's move over, if that's all right.
Pardon me.
Well, first off, as far as building the sewer department budget, I will probably need a lot of guidance from you because I don't know what you guys have planned.
We're going to chat with you about that here in just a minute. But.
So that will let you guys deal with there. The statute does determine when I give you the preliminary budget, and I don't remember the date for sure, but I think it's November 15th. I'm not sure. We will probably have it well before then. So
what's November 15th then?
I think that's when I give you the preliminary budget.
You give us the preliminary budget, mm-hmm. November 15th.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I probably, depending on, you know, what if I have a lot of things that you want me to do as far as the sewer, it may take me almost that long. Other than that, it won't take me very long at all. I can probably do that whenever is at your guys' convenience.
Is it possible, prior to that time, sometime in the next couple of weeks, to get copies of what has been requested so that we can start doing some preliminary work on the budget?
I think I've got all of those into the spreadsheet that contains everything, and I can send that to you, or I can run copies of that to you or something. The entire budget is probably 50, 60 pages. And I don't know. I like to work on it one budget at a time. I, you know, general county revenue is a budget. Road and bridge is a budget. We've got the transfer stations a budget. The assessor's fund's a budget. And then there's several other smaller ones. But those are the major ones, leaving the sewer out because you intentionally told me you're going to tell me some things about it. So I think you need to deal with them separately before you put them together and talk about them, too.
What you received is either in written form, hard copy or email from the different
mm-hmm.
departments.
Mm-hmm.
How many different departments or elected officials do we have that submit budgets that are part of general county revenue?
Some of them submit multiple budgets, Ron. Let me kind of count right here real quick.
Okay. Donna, you want to come up and join us? No? Okay.
Probably somewhere in the neighborhood of 12. And, Ron, there's some question about it. You know, you guys are responsible for some of those budgets and putting all those together and what you turned into me in general county revenue. I think there were probably three or four different departments there, but I have that. Of course, you have that, too.
Well, there's something like what? The minimum of, 13 elected officials or
mm-hmm.
Give me just a second. Make sure my mom's okay. How difficult would it be to get an individual hard copy of each one of the budgets that was submitted, budget request, for example, circuit clerk, county clerk. I've got, obviously, the ones that I gave you from the beginning, and all that was a beginning or a starting point for the different ones at the commission. We're going to have to work through all that. But
wouldn't be a real difficult thing. It'd be, I'm going to have to go through and pull all of those up separately. Although I have them in this,
I understand.
Copy of this general county revenue, and you could see what they requested. But there, some of them put notes in there, and some of the notes will go right into this, some of them won't. So I would assume you'd want the notes, too.
What I'd like, if it's not too much trouble, was an individual copy of each one, hard copy. And when the time comes that you're ready to send us that information, if we could do that sooner electronically, obviously that's how we're going to have to put it together, but that would be very helpful.
Okay, and you want just general county revenue, right?
Yeah. Okay. Well, you've already sent me the, and I haven't been through it yet, but I'm assuming the R&B combined.
Yeah, and my understanding was that that's what you wanted done on that, and so I've put both in this electronic right now, but when you guys approve, you'll want to put one or the other in there and leave the other out.
It is my hope that we reach the point where we can combine those this year, which will simplify the entire process and make it much less complicated than it has been in the past. I would love to get something in writing from the state auditor's office telling us that we in fact could do that. If you could help me with wording, I would be delighted to send something, or maybe the two of us could jointly send something requesting. I talked with them last year about the consolidation of those two funds, and they said it's being done both ways in the state.
It is. I checked that, and I had several people come. Most do have a single proprietary fund that they vote in.
I've got a question about budget. If you, when you have your mandatory date, which was September the 15th, am I right? Or was it the first week in September?
The statute reads that the budget requests are to be turned in by September 1, and then it also goes ahead and reads that if they're not turned in by September 10th, then I'm to do those requests.
Okay, now that's my question. How many were turned in? How many were set the same as last year from the different departments that sent those in? Did the majority of the people send them in, or did they wait until a review session with the commission?
Danny, I'm trying to remember, and this is from memory. I've taken a while to go through them all. I think there was only one, and that one came in late. So I included both the numbers that I put in there as required by law and the numbers that she put in there also.
Okay, so everybody did.
I think I got something from
every department.
The only one I didn't was sewer, and I think you guys know why I didn't get one from them.
Yeah. Okay. That's
okay. Let's start, if we can, the discussion about sewer, which was the primary reason that we wanted to chat today. We really need to have an understanding of exactly what is being spent in simplified form through the sewer district. And I know that that's complicated by the fact that we're doing transfers and that we are, in fact, withholding funds as reimbursements on behalf of the sewer district, et cetera. But it would be extremely helpful for us to know exactly what the cost is, regardless of where the monies are coming from, for personnel. And I know that you don't have part of that, or I don't believe you have part of that, where they have the utility, or is that run through us as well?
It's all run through 134. The total personnel.
Utility for revenues. Do you have the utility budget?
I do not have revenues for utility.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. You don't
revenues
have
and expenditures for utilities I don't have, but I do have the personnel, because those are all, and that's one of the questions I asked a long time ago. I think probably that there are some people maybe can tell you more about that than myself, but we get reimbursed for those utility employees so that they can be on our loggers, serve and those kinds of things. And we reimburse not only the wages, but also the benefits.
Here's what we need in the process that we're going through. And as you know, we've been advised formally that the sewer district is an autonomous political subdivision. That in order to pass dollars through to them, we must have an intergovernmental agreement in place, which we are working on. That's going to be this. The amount of dollars that are going to be passed through is going to be part of that intergovernmental agreement. So we're trying to coordinate that. We're probably going to do an intergovernmental agreement that will take us to the end of the year, and then a new intergovernmental agreement annually that will take us from January 1 forward for the upcoming year or years that we're involved with the sewer district. So what we need to have specifically defined for us, what amount, I mean, their total employees is being paid for employees, and on a line item breakdown, help us with what the amount is that's for hospitalization, for dental, what has been paid in loggers, if the county has been out any dollars on SURF, I don't think so.
They're not.
But any monies that are tied to or attached to personnel, all monies in a breakdown for any expenditures for the sewer district, then we are going to work jointly with the sewer district board to develop their separate autonomous budget, if you will. We're also then, by intergovernmental agreement, going to work with them in passing through sales tax dollars, not all in one lump sum, but what we agree to on an annual basis that is going to be necessary to run the sewer district. So that'll be by agreement between the boards, between the county commission and the sewer district board. But what we really need from you, again, is what are those expenses?
Okay. And the revenues.
Okay. And if you'll help us, whether it's through what you have here or what they have in the way of revenues, then we'll utilize those as well.
Okay. I can give you revenues for the capital improvement account.
Right.
Can't for the utilities.
You can if you ask for them, probably.
I probably can get those, yes. I would guess that Eddie probably can give us a spreadsheet that we can get together and look at the three spreadsheets. We'd look at our GCR sewer 134, which you guys have a copy of right now,
right.
And then the 780 account, and whatever Eddie comes up with the utilities. And then I think probably we can answer all those questions for you by looking at those right there.
If
those three spreadsheets would be able to answer.
If we can get the spreadsheet from Eddie, that utility spreadsheet, that would be the best thing so we can start combining, because as a commission, we've agreed to work with the board to come up with a budget with the board.
Mm-hmm.
So that we can tell them what their operational, what they're going to be facing next year.
Also, could you also come up with a list of whatever personal property is in their name or whatever personal property is in our name that they're utilizing? That would be in the form of all vehicles or any equipment that they have.
When you say in their name, I have the first thing that comes to my mind, are you talking about in utilities' name or in the capital improvements' name? Or are they going to be? Okay.
What we need is whatever they're utilizing, basically, if you can say paid for by utility, operated by utility, paid for by GCR, utilities operating, we just need to know who paid for it and what all those items are. Because
whose name it's in, too.
Yeah, and whose name it is.
And
then who's paying for the insurance and all those things, too.
I think, and you can answer, we're probably paying for it and being reimbursed.
That's what happens on most of the things that we're talking about here. If it's utilities, the utilities will sometimes write a check themselves, sometimes they'll reimburse. It happens both ways from time to time, but most of the time they actually write a check themselves. If it's a capital improvements account, then it will be a reimbursement situation. The utility usually writes a check, though.
Well, if you could work with Eddie or whomever to develop a list of all vehicles, all personal property, equipment of any type that is either in their name or in our name, then we can make the decision as to how we're going to address that, whether we're going to transfer or what we're going to do, but...
I have a question that you may or may not be able to answer right now, and I just hope that someone's considering it, because it'll be something that that myself and Helen will need to know. Who will hold the funds that they're going to budget? And my example would be, right now, we hold all the funds. They spend it. You guys approve those, and they go on out just like they are here. The same thing happens with the Senior Citizens Fund. It's funds that we know are their funds, but we hold the funds in our account. You guys approve it, send it on out.
Actually, it's a little different than the Senior Citizens Fund. Those tax dollars are generated specifically for that fund.
Mm-hmm.
And for that purpose and for that board's use. The sales tax that the county is utilizing is a county sales tax, so it'll always rest with the county. If the county chooses by intergovernmental agreement to pass $1 through to the sewer district, then that's how much will be passed through. If we agree to pass through $20 million, then that's what will be passed through. So everything will be maintained by the county because they're county funds. When the sales tax was passed, it was used in a chapter that's for county government. Sewer district doesn't have the ability to have a sales tax.
I understand that.
I know that you do. It's just that the county has the right to either pass those dollars through to the sewer district or not pass those dollars through the sewer district. If we wish to privatize, we can do that.
I think I understand the difference there. I still have trouble with it. My mind has trouble with it because it seems to me like that they are very, very, very similar. The difference is that utilities is hanging out there, and that may be the thing that's causing the problems.
The county commission didn't create a utility.
Yeah, and I think maybe it needed to be something that was created. I'm sure it did, and as a matter of fact, from what I know about some of those, it would have been people without sewer if it hadn't been created. But I think it is the one that I have trouble dealing with. As far as I'm concerned, the sewer board itself is very, very, very similar to the senior citizens board because we are talking about a county tax. The senior citizens tax is a county tax. It's just a property tax rather than a sales tax, and it has to be spent that way. That board determines how it's spent, and you guys have given that board that responsibility.
Help me out. The senior citizens tax, you say, is a county tax?
Yes.
So it's county revenues?
Mm-hmm.
Seriously. I thought that the statute specifically stated that it was for the senior citizens.
It is for the senior citizens, board. But it's still a county tax. Pretty sure, Ron. We need to check that, but I may be wrong. But I believe that it's a county tax because I think that's why we hold the funds. On the other hand, if it were not a county tax...
Well, we hold the funds for the schools. We hold the funds for the ambulance districts. We hold... We don't?
We don't ever see the ambulance district, health center... Some of those are a little bit different. Ambulance district is a sales tax that we never see. It never touches the county.
I'm not talking about their sales tax. I was just talking about ad valorem taxes.
But do you see what I'm saying? There are, for some reason or other, and I'm definitely not a lawyer and not up on it, but for some reason or other, there are some entities that can tax on their own and hold all their own funds. And there are some that the county has to tax for, and the county holds their funds. And I, you know, I wish I knew the difference. Maybe you can help me learn that.
On your ad valorem tax, all of, for every political subdivision that has the levy runs through Cheney County.
Runs through what?
Runs through Cheney County.
Yeah.
Questions regarding what we need from Rick on the sewer?
I mean, I think you understand.
I understand what you need from me.
With the intergovernmental, we will be completely separating everything. Mm-hmm. And because of the way we've intertwined all the budgets, because of how we've always done it, we need to be able to make one pure budget so we can say, here's what it's going to cost to operate the utility. And so with those information you're getting, we can build that with the sewer board.
And obviously the utility dollars are something that are separate from the county. I say utility. They formed a utility within the sewer district. And those are dollars that once we are separated, we'll never see. To the best of my knowledge, unless there's some agreement that I'm not aware of that we're going to enter into, they won't be part of county funds. Sewer district will be setting up their own accounts, their own bookkeeping system, and they'll be running the dollars that they generate from fees through those accounts, and then they'll be running any dollars that we, by intergovernmental agreement, send to them through those accounts as well. That's the premise, anyway. So we've been doing a great deal for them in the past, and unless we work some arrangement via intergovernmental agreement to do that again, which I don't think is likely, it's going to be a lot different.
Yes.
We're just trying to get to the nitty-gritty so that we can help build what needs to be done.
And me too. I just want to know what's going to be expected on the accounting end of it. And I have a better understanding after talking to you guys today, I think. So I don't know that I wouldn't say I understand it all for sure yet. But.
Well, there's a lot of money that is sitting in an account that is for sewer purposes or clean water, which was the original intent when the tax was passed back in the 80s. And this commission and future commissions are going to be making decisions about, along with either the sewer district board or someone else, as to how those dollars are going to be spent. I think that's the direction we're headed anyway.
Okay.
Did I misstate that, guys? No. So, again, just to reiterate, we're looking for who owns what, what it takes them to operate, what they need to operate, and we're going to make decisions on how to best move forward. But we really need to have all that information to do that.
Right.
Correct.
Like I say, I think getting with, I think Eddie will be the one that will have that information down there. I think we can get that fairly quickly, and you know, it won't be as clean cut as probably we would like for it to be, but we'll have to get together and look at some of the lines and say, okay, this is, because I think there will be some things like computers or possibly office furniture that we don't know whether that was paid for by general county revenue, whether that was paid for by the capital improvements account, or whether that was paid for. I would assume they will have a record of what was paid for by utilities, and we'll have a record of what was paid for by the other two.
Maybe this would be easier. What we need is a record of what personal property they have in their possession, and then we'll deal with, and whose name it's in. Mm-hmm. So,
and that should be easy to come up with, yeah.
And then that would be easier for us to work from that, from that point, right, guys?
Mm-hmm.
I can get that for you. It may take a little while. You just let me know, and I'll get with Eddie and be working on that.
The sooner the better.
I will.
Because we need to meet with the sewer district ASAP, actually, to move forward.
If we can, we'd like to present something to them Tuesday. If we cannot, then it'll be via email.
I think we probably could, but I don't know.
Okay.
It just depends on what kind of, I mean, I can give you the things that are over $1,000 because that's what I'm statutorily required to keep, and I probably can come up with the other ones too, I would guess.
And if not, they probably can. So they probably have some things we're not aware of. Potentially, if they bought it with utilities. Dollars that we don't see.
Only if it was a utilities purchase, yes. And I think maybe we are going to be aware of all the major ones there. I know that they have purchased some vehicles with utility dollars, and we're well aware of those. I think Dixie has actually got the titles on those and stuff.
Excellent. Appreciate it very much.
Perfect.
Any other comments, guys?
I would like to ask you guys, the biggest factor in determining revenues, I just want an opinion, and believe me, at this point, it's really an opinion of anybody. I had kind of looked at where we're at as far as sales tax revenues this year, what we'd done in previous years, and listening to news and everything like that. And I was thinking we probably would be very close to where we were last year. And that is actually what we budgeted last year is less than, if the revenues continue the way they are, we're probably going to end up with more than what we budgeted. Because we budgeted down, I don't know what percent, but I did 5%. So I just wondered where you were at. I know, Ron, on the things you gave me, in the Road and Bridge, you had the same numbers I did in there, but in the general county revenue, you had a lot lower numbers.
Yeah, they've all got to be the same. I hurriedly put that together so we have a starting point, then we're going to correct those where need to be corrected.
That is a real big determining factor. In my revenues thing, and if you guys have an opinion, I would appreciate that.
For example, on the carryover, I have no idea what that's going to be, so I just put a figure in.
I normally take what the balance is right now and move that up, but we won't know what that is, and I actually will tell you guys again that won't be finalized until after the budget's approved. We'll just whatever the carryover is what it'll be. We can guess at it, but then we can put the actual amount in. So, any of you have an opinion on what you think the sales tax is going to be?
I personally, what I'm hearing from an election year, it's probably going to be 3% down of what we end up this year. That's what I'm thinking. I don't think we'll be up. And I went to a lodging meeting, and they're giving me such bad numbers. They're down 12% this year. Lodging. So what they're saying is there's a lot more day trippers. So if you start adding that with other things that's going on. My initial first glance is 3% down of where we are this year. Maybe I'm pessimistic too much, but I don't think we'll be up.
We're 1.6 now as a county.
We're up 1.6 over what we were last year.
Right.
So we're really, if we continue to track close to that, Danny, we're going to come up with quite a bit more than what we budgeted. Since we budgeted 5% down,
right? But I'm
but still that. Off. But overall, we'll still be negative cash flowing. We'll still spend out of the savings because we didn't have a.
It looks like that,
right? So I mean, we still need to get
as we
down
get closer.
To
I can give you an idea.
A more balanced, but right.
Yeah, and what you're saying with what you said on your figures is that you're anticipating a decrease in actuals from last year versus this year of 3%, even though we're 1% up now.
I'm saying I'm saying whatever we finish this year, we're going to be 3% worse this year for next year, for 2012.
Which would still be more than what was brought in 2010, possibly. That's what you're saying.
What I'm saying, we're going to bring in less money in 2012 than we did with 2011.
2011,
I think.
I mean, the big factor we haven't taught, we all hear about is the inflation factor, and it's going to hit eventually. And when inflation hits, things are going to slow down again. Anyway, that
number would be a pretty good number, and I can figure.
But that's just my opinion. So there you go.
And my initial thought was to budget what we budgeted for 2011. But we may want to budget down from the 2011.
Whatever our actuals, just budget.
Actually, if you, the same thing you budgeted 2011,
what we budgeted in 2011 was 5% less than 2010.
Right. And so if we budgeted the same thing, we would be budgeting a little less than what Jim's suggesting right now.
Right.
If we budgeted the same amount that we did in 2011.
We won't be budgeting 5% off of 2011. We'll be budgeting
We'll be budgeting just a little more. If you went 3% down, it would be just a little more than 2011.
You hope.
if we budget, that's where it's going to be budgeted, but I don't know what's going to happen. No one knows what's going to happen.
If we're looking strictly at general county revenue, and if the county commission makes the decision to not withhold funds from other funds for administrative fees, we're looking at considerably less money from the other revenue category outside of sales tax. And I mean, considerably less money. Not that, that will happen, but that's if you look at those figures, that was something that I played in.
What you put in, you left those out.
But then again, that was a starting point to bring us all to the realization of not taking funds from other funds. What does that mean?
It's in my double bag in there. I would, I mean, there's a lot of things that you need to look at there. There's a lot of things that you do for other entities. And when I talk about other entities, you work not only with GCR, you work with Road and Bridge, you work with Transfer Station, you do work with all of those. And to let those different funds have a free ride to me is not appropriate. There may be some other way to get those funds in GCR that I don't know of, but I think they need to pay their way.
Which is why the law has changed in the past few years, is because counties were struggling in general county revenue, and they weren't struggling in other funds, so they allowed GCR to tap those funds for administrative fees just to keep GCR afloat. By us tapping those through the years, we've become accustomed to a lot more in revenues than some people would think were absolutely necessary. Now, where does that put us today is, and I appreciate your comment, yes, the officers are involved in more than just general county revenue.
Well, not just the officers, you know.
I understand.
Yeah. There's a lot of work done for the different entities by different employees. And there's the way the county's set up, there's no way you can separate those. You can say, well, you're just going to bear the cost of that, but you know, it's really a cost that's there.
Well, and you're looking at it from the standpoint of funds. I'm looking at it from a standpoint of we're one county that provides a lot of different services. And you're saying let's tap all the different funds because we've invested part of our time in working in those different funds. It's just, I don't know how we can make a budget without it, but I wanted to give us a glimpse of.
Well, I think we could make a budget without it, but it would be, not the picture we want to see for sure.
I understand. Guys?
I think everything's.
I mean, the biggest thing pressing right now is we need to build a budget for the sewer because the intergovernment agreement that we've been working on is basically finalized. Now we have to insert some numbers.
Some numbers in there.
And the numbers is where we need to get a. I need to make sure that we're comfortable with what we're saying it takes to operate. And I think that's the hard part because of all this.
Again, Jim, this may be asking something that so if you don't want to answer, just say that's none of your business. Don't answer. But are you talking, when you say the cost to operate, are you talking about the cost to operate utilities or the cost to operate capital improvements? Because if you're talking about capital improvements, somebody down that area is going to have to give you a lot of help.
What we're talking about is utilities. The biggest concern we have is the sales tax itself obviously pays for all the capital improvements they do. What the concern has been is how much is GCR truly subsidizing the utility to operate? And so what we're trying to do is, as we separate, they want to say, what is the picture going to look like when we do cut the ties? And what we're trying to do, help them, because what we want to do is give them a very clear picture of what we see the actual cost to operate the utility is, and I don't think they have a clear picture. So we're stepping out to help them create what their budget should look like for next year. That's part of what we've agreed to do.
Okay. Have you visited with Eddie? Because I, in my conversations with Eddie, I think he probably can give you those numbers.
That's pretty quickly. I have not. That's what I was saying. If you could pull that.
I will.
Because
when we come back together for that, or when you guys get this information, I want to tell you, I'm not probably going to be the one to give you those numbers. Eddie's probably going to be the one to give you
those. One of the questions I was having when I was pulling, it looked like three different tabs affected of our budget, three different tabs affected the sewer department. or the utility or some form of that. What I was having a hard time getting my hands around is, do they pay for their own benefits now? Auto insurance, workman's comp, is that billed out somewhere in those tabs?
Utilities pays for all those.
Themselves. Okay, so, and that's what I'd like to see. If you can get that utilities budget, then I can show that that line item is paid by them already. The bottom line is they're trying to figure out what do they not pay for right now that they're going to have to pay for. And that's what we're trying to get our hands around.
First thing that comes to mind is that they do not pay for a place to do business.
Correct.
And that's probably going to be the biggest factor. There might be some other small factors, but that's going to be the biggest thing.
That is a factor, and we have it written down, but that's one of the things. I mean,
I know we bill them for liability insurance, work comp, you know, all those things.
We do bill them for that right now within one of those tabs, I believe. That's what I thought I saw. Okay.
When you use that term, place to do business, you're talking about their utility that are in the building itself, the office space itself, as if someone would just walk into a facility that was already equipped. So they don't have any expense on that.
They don't pay rent.
No, they don't pay any rent. And as far as their computers, their desks, their office equipment, I would guess that we're going to find that that is paid for by utilities somewhat, but I'll find that out. That's a question I don't know the answer to.
Okay, that was my question, is when we made the move to where they're located now, who paid for the desk? Who paid for the...
GCR did.
Yeah. But, I mean, I want that in writing.
We'll be putting it... I'm pretty sure GCR paid for that.
Well, we need to know what they're utilizing. Mm-hmm. And once we know what they have and what they're utilizing, we'll know pretty well what they need.
Exactly. Perfect.
There's a lot of vehicles that's in their name. We have some in the county's name, and that's where we want the separate... We want to know that this is in their name and they purchased it and what the county has and who's paying the insurance on both of them. And so that's where we're at. We just need a total expenditure account.
I will start working on building that, and I'll try to get you something in a spreadsheet form or something as quickly as I can.
We appreciate it. That'd be great.
It depends on how.
That's a tough one.
In the conversations I've had with Eddie, I believe we'll be able to come to that real quick, but I may be wrong. I don't want to say that he can.
Good, I'll be around all day.
You will? Okay.
That was a joke.
When I get the general county revenue kind of put together, and I guess I can tell you now, I try to total everything. I try to look at, you know, where we're at, what we've been doing, and I have built a total of all those requests just to kind of give you an idea. When I did that, I'll try to – you may want to see this totals page, but right now the requests, and a lot of those requests, some – I haven't gone through to make sure that all the – payroll is in there, because some don't put payroll in because they know that you guys actually set salaries and stuff, and so they expect theirs to be set appropriately with everybody else's, whatever. And so I haven't checked to see if those are in there. But if without close check, it's about $250,000 more than what we actually budgeted last year that's been requested right now.
Well, if that doesn't include some payroll. Payroll is the biggest part of most people's budgets. Well,
I don't know how much it includes most payroll, but you know, there may be a few that it didn't include. And so,
you said $250,000 more than was allowed or budgeted?
Budgeted last year.
Requested. Help me out.
Budgeted.
Actually budgeted.
Budgeted last year. And you know, in the budget that we budgeted a pretty large contingency fund. I didn't budget nearly as much contingency. This is not the contingency fund. I used your number in the contingency fund there. So, you know, we're there were a, I I built this and I tried to compare with what was last year. You can take a look at that and see where we're at as far as each different department, whether they requested more, requested less, and that kind of thing.
One thing that I did not put in was the amount of dollars that are coming out for this.
Energy?
Energy.
The energy.
And that's like $300,000,
$400,000. Right.
Are you sure you didn't put it in there? Because I didn't see a specific line, but I saw where you'd included in the buildings and grounds a pretty large number in there that I assumed that was what it was for.
I don't think I did, but I might have. We've got two or three things that we're thinking about.
I saw a number in there, and I thought, now that's, I wonder where I got that. And then I got to thinking, I thought that's what it was. It may not have been.
Thank you, Rick.
Thank you.
Donna, did you have some comments for us on this? No?
I'm not sure you're ready to talk about my budget individually.
Pardon?
Not sure you're ready to talk about my budget individually.
Well, personally, I hope to move the process up and not wait till November to start, but I think we're going to.
Is that the end of the agendized items, or are we?
It is for the day, unless we want to continue discussions regarding the budget. Did you have something?
No, I'm with you on that particular issue of moving up. That's the reason I asked the question about how many people had turned in their finalized budget. That was all part of that question, to look at maybe who has what, if it's changed from last year, where the changes are at. Those were things that I was wanting to
That's the reason I requested the hard copies for each individual. I want to start that process. Mm-hmm. I'll share all that with you guys when I get it.
When you get that, I'm going to start me up. And I didn't do that last year, but I'm going to start early binder that we can pull that page out and redo it and start all over on that.
Gentlemen, I'd accept a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to adjourn today's proceedings. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.